ICED, the Santa Ana Consolidated Local Schools, held their monthly Board of Education meeting that was held in the High School Media Center that began at 5 p.m. The Northwest Executive Committee member, Deb Call, attended the meeting to recognize board member Brad Nerdeman for 10 years of service as a board member at Santa Ana Schools. We are very thankful for a great community member like Brad and his ongoing dedication to the students of Santa Ana Schools. Adam Putoff, superintendent, provided an update on summer projects. He articulated that they are currently replacing flooring and painting in the middle school, along with currently working on updating our sound system in our middle school gym, along with the football field. He also recognized our state track athletes and their accomplishments at the state meet this past weekend. Carson Herod finished third in the 110 hurdles. Cole Kaiser finished second in the 100-meter dash and third in the 200-meter dash. Abby Gass, Ellie Follenkamp, Morgan Baumer, and Sam Lauber finished sixth in the 4x200-meter relay. Carson Herod, Will Gerlach, Zach Keith, and Cole Kaiser finished sixth in the 4x200-meter relay. Morgan Baumer, Carly Buescher, Sam Lauber, and Ellie Follenkamp finished sixth in the 4x100-meter relay. Carson Herod, Kenseth Hoing, Zach Keith, and Cole Kaiser finished fourth in the 4x100-meter relay. Carly Buescher finished sixth in the girls' 300-meter hurdles. Morgan Baumer finished 12th in the long jump, and Ellie Follenkamp finished 2nd in the girls' high jump. The boys' team overall finished 4th, and the girls' 12th. We are extremely proud of these athletes and the way that they represented our school community and themselves. High school principal Mr. Rosenbeck congratulated and thanked the graduates of the class of 2025 for being great kids and showcasing excellence in and out of the classroom. Middle school principal Mr. Kunk highlighted various activities to conclude the year and spoke highly of the Get Real activities, helping the student body together for a great closure to the school year. Elementary principal Ms. M. Wally acknowledged a variety of student activities, highlighting the Get Real Junior that allowed fourth graders to spend a day over in the middle school to help with transition for those students, and the eighth graders were in charge of leading those activities. They also discussed the K-2 professional development and the Youth Fly Phonics program that has shown great impact on student growth and its implementation moving forward. Board approved the establishment of Fund 0709002, School Bus Acquisition Fund, to be used for the purpose of purchasing buses over the next 10 years to ensure an adequate fleet for the district. Board approved the following transfers: $300,000 from general fund to the employee severance fund, $1.5 million from the general fund to the permanent improvement fund, $700,000 from the general fund to the school bus acquisition / replacement fund, and $5,000 from the athletic fund to the all-weather track resurfacing fund. Board also approved the budget and purpose statements for the 25-26 school year for the yearbook, along with their fundraiser request of ads and yearbooks. The board approved temporary appropriations for fiscal year 26 at 50% of fiscal year 25 year-to-date expenditures, and approved temporary amended certificate for the fiscal year 2026. Board also approved a one-year classified contract for Bernice Layfeld, Sheila Heinel, and Brock Bright for the 25-26 school year. The board also approved Beth Hewer and Stephanie Francis to clean school buses for the district at a rate of $175 per bus. Approved a $600 stipend for Carla Wiedemann for her duties as LPDC district representative. The board approved the following set of time contracts for the 25-26 school year: Brad Rindler, 25 extended days; Alicia Harding, 40 extended days; Julie Overman, 15 extended days. The board approved the list of supplemental contracts for the 25-26 school year. Also approved the classified salary schedule from July 1st, 2025 through June 30th, 2028. Approved administrative salary increases in accordance with the approval increase in the collective bargaining agreement effective July 1st, 2025, and approve the resignation purpose of retirement for Nancy Kesters. Board approved STRS employer pickup for Eric Rosenbeck at 10.5% and Courtney M. Wally at 3% per administrative schedule. The board also approved SERS employee pickup for Matt Watercutter at 3% of the employer SERS contributions. The board approved a 10-year, 100% tax abatement under the Community Reinvestment Act with Hemelgarten Enterprise High Tech Wire. Payment in lieu of taxes will be made annually to the Santa Ana Consolidated Local School District amount of $350 for a period of 10 years. Reminder that all board agendas and attachments to board agenda items can be found on our website by clicking on the BOE meeting located at the top right-hand corner of the school's homepage. Next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, July 14th at 5 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Also, the August board meeting has been moved, and that will be held on Monday, August 18th at 5 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!